Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
The award for the Louisiana bird with the most misleading name should be conferred on the common nighthawk, also known as the bull bat. No part of these monikers is accurate. In the first place, they are not common anymore, as long-term surveys show their populations in the United States have declined 61% between 1966 and 2014. As for nighthawk, they are neither solely nocturnal nor even remotely kin to hawks. Instead, they are crepuscular, which means they are active at dawn and dusk, and they are closely related to the more familiar whippoorwills and chuckwills with us. The term bull bat may have roots in the courtship behavior of this species. Males perform impressive display flights of steep dives and abrupt maneuvers that produce a deep roaring sound as wind rushes over the wing feathers. To someone with a vivid imagination, this may be analogous to a bellowing bull. As for the bat in bull bat, well, that takes even more inventiveness. Common nighthawks are about the size of a robin, but appear larger because of their long pointed wings. They are mottled gray in color with a large distinctive white patch on each wing and another under the chin. They are most active while feeding in the failing light on either side of sunset as they fly in ovoid loops and erratic glides. Nighthawks can sometimes be seen feeding in the glow of stadium lights and illuminated billboards that attract clouds of insects. Their in-flight call is often described as a buzzy pinkt. During the day, they are well camouflaged as they roost on tree branches, fence posts, or the ground. They do not construct nests and lay two eggs directly on the ground. Not uncommonly, they also choose flat roofs for nest sites. Common nighthawks are long-distance migrants, nesting throughout much of the United States and wintering in South America. In Louisiana, they arrive in April and depart in September. Their life on the wintering grounds is still mostly unknown to science. The reason for their dramatic decline in recent years is unknown also. They feed exclusively on flying insects. One nighthawk had more than 500 mosquitoes in its stomach. Others had gorged on flying ants. Pesticides that eliminate these foods are suspect. One thing is certain, if their population continues to collapse, we will not be discussing the aptness of their name. We'll just call them gone.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.